All right. Good day to you. God bless you. Welcome to the Shepherd's Chapel. Welcome to this family Bible study. We praise God for the privilege of being able to gather with you to study His Word, to find what His letter, the letter that He has written to each of us, yes, to you as well, what it has to say, because it gives us the path, the way, the direction to peace, peace of mind. You know, we have so many people that are upset, you're at ease. They don't know what tomorrow brings. It's really quite simple when you understand your Father's Word, because He loves His children. He never leaves you unprepared. He strengthens you when you study that letter and find a way. We thank Him. We ask for a word of wisdom in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Well, here we're just going to talk a little bit. We're going to play some. There's only one point I want to make from God's Word in this lecture, and then I'm going to get out from under some of this paperwork here that I'm behind in questions and answers and from taking a little vacation. We'll get caught up that real good. Jesus said there's one parable that you must understand, and you're not going to understand any of His Word, any of His teachings. His Word will never really mean anything to you. We're going to go back to basics in Mark chapter 4. We're going to understand what that parable is. You all know it to be the parable of the sower. It probably is given in a longer rendition, and correctly so, in Matthew 13, for there it takes in the tares, which is to say, these the one in the Greek tongue, that the one that looks exactly like wheat as it grows, but when the grain comes forth, it's black and it's poisonous. And he tells of an enmity, Satan, that came at the beginning of this earth age and planted that seed. But it even goes further than that. It even covers the world that was. You must understand those principles, those basics. I'll document that for you. I want you to turn with me to Mark chapter 4, verse 10. Christ has just given the parable of the sowers, and then he gives that famous verse, "You that have ears to hear." That means, mine elect, listen up. Get your head out of the sand. This is written to you. Verse 10. And when he was alone, they that were about him with the 12 asked of him the parable. They didn't understand it themselves. They asked him about the parable. You remember in Matthew 13, he said, they said, "Why do you talk in parables? There's no way those people are going to understand you." He said, "It's not meant that they should, or I don't want them to understand." You see, it's for their own protection and His love for them that He makes the statement. Listen closely, verse 11. And He said unto them, "Unto you it is given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God, but unto them that are without, all these things are done in parables." In other words, in riddles, in darkness, whereby they're not aware of the truth, therefore they don't have to answer to it. What does he mean here, "unto you," those that have ears to hear, back in verse 9? He makes that very clear. "You" in the Greek is fixed. It means you that can understand, you that hear the parable and can understand it. I want you to make a note of Matthew 13, verse 35, whereby you understand this mystery of the kingdom, for in that 13th chapter of Matthew, it gives you the date. For in the Greek, it says the mystery that has been hidden before the foundations of the earth, which in the Greek, the verb kaber, which means the overthrow of Satan, taking you all the way back into the world that was. You must know the mystery of the three world ages, as it is written in 2 Peter chapter 3, as it is so many times covered in the Greek manuscripts and not carried forth in the English, whereby the English reader is at a disadvantage. He said, you must know the mystery of the kingdom. First of all, analyze kingdom. What is a kingdom? A kingdom is a dominion that has a king over it. Who is the king? The king is Christ. What is the dominion? This world. Is that the case today? No, it isn't. Satan is the prince of this world at this time, but the king is coming. It all began, though, before, that one that is the prince of this world, that is to say, Satan, fell in the world that was, the kabod, the overthrow. That's the mystery. That's why Christ spoke in parables. He said, you must understand the fact that the seed was planted long, long ago, from the very beginning. The parable of the sower, the parable of the tares. If you don't understand those two parables, you will not understand totally and in depth any parable that Jesus spake for your own protection. Because as long as you don't know, then you're not guilty of committing sin, even a sin of worshiping the evil one. Verse 12. That seeing they may see and not perceive. And hearing they may hear and not understand. In other words, they can hear it. They heard the words. They saw the lips go, but they didn't understand. In other words, their mind was not aware. It did not comprehend the in-depth meaning. Lest, on the other hand, lest at any time they should be converted and their sin should be forgiven them. That sounds like a wonderful thing. Why wouldn't all the world be converted and their sins be forgiven them? Why shouldn't the whole world know and understand there are three world ages? Satan in the world that was overthrown, and the Antichrist is coming before the true Jesus returns to this earth. Why shouldn't the whole world know that and be converted? Do you know why? Because they're held accountable after that. That's committing the unforgivable sin, is to know who Antichrist is and then bow to him, to disallow the Holy Spirit to speak through you that tongue spoken on Pentecost Day. So it's his love for them, for the fact that they're not strong enough. And the sad part is it doesn't take a great deal of courage, for it's a privilege to those that have eyes to see and ears to hear. You'll remember the same scripture quoted in Romans chapter 11 concerning God's election. He said, that's what this parable is about. He said, I don't want them to hear it. For if they're converted and their sins are forgiven, then they're accountable. They're no longer as little children. Verse 13. And he said unto them, know ye not this parable? Question. My friends, that is a question. Don't you understand this parable? What parable? The parable of the sower. The total parable being listed again, as I stated, in Matthew 13 concerning the mystery of the kingdom of God. You have to include the parable of the tares, the sowing of it, whereby you have the Kenite seed, which in the Hebrew tongue, the Kenite word meaning sons of Cain, and they're ever present even this day. Most of the world doesn't know. The majority of the problems stirred up in the Christian community today is being stirred by a Kenite who is calling that one self a Christian. And the other Christians are not intelligent enough to know that they have a troublemaker deluxe in their own group, stirring one ministry against another, because the Christian ministries were becoming too strong, with one even running for president, possibly. Too strong, friend. It was time for a setback. And the Christian community, in its ignorance of not knowing, allowed a Kenite to slip in their midst like a fox in a chicken house. A wolf with sheep's clothing on, a Kenite dressed as a Christian, stirring trouble, and they don't know what happened, nor do they yet, nor will they ever in this earth age, because their eyes are blinded to the very truth of this parable. Jesus said, do you understand this parable? You see, if the Christian community knew and understood this parable, they would not have allowed that to happen. They would have taken that Kenite and put him out to the wolves himself. Told him to peddle his false witness somewhere else. But they didn't, because they're ignorant of the truth. Am I judging them? No. No, it's meant to be, and so it is. Jesus again says, do you know this parable? And know ye then, and how, in other words, if you know ye not this parable, and how then will you know all parables? In other words, if you don't understand that one, friend, you're not going to understand any of them. Too bad. if you don't understand the parable of the sower, how the wicked seed got into the world, you're not going to understand any of the parables. Because let's take the parable where he goes off and leaves the field in charge. He's not going to know what field he's talking about, or who he left in charge, or who the enemy was that slew the son. You see what I mean? Verse 14, the sower soweth the word. In other words, we're talking about the living word. We're talking about Jesus Christ. I just wanted to share that with you, and I'm going to get right into the prayers and the questions. You must understand the parable of the sower, or you're not going to understand any of Christ's teachings. That is one reason that we like to teach in depth, whereby you're not caught short, but that you know and understand our Father's Word. Okay, we're going to open up. All right, good day to you. God bless you. Say, welcome to the Shepherd's Chapel. Welcome to this family Bible study hour. I think in this lecture and the one following, we're going to do a walk through Revelation. By that I mean, we're going to start with chapter 1, not covering any verses, just talking about the chronology.
Hi, Charlie. There's no escape for you. Fear is the truth.